Pacific Mornings on ABC Radio Australia.
Now, travelling around the world sounds like a lot of fun, but travelling to every single country without the use of planes, that sounds, let's be honest, a little bit more difficult. Danish traveller Thor Pedersen is currently 6 years into a trek around the globe and has called his travels Once Upon a Saga. He's currently travelling around Nauru, which is known for being a really difficult place to get into. Reporter Marla Damati spoke to Thor Pedersen about his journey and his time on the small island nation.
On the road again, just can't wait to get on the road again.
Hi, my name is Thor, and I'm from Denmark. I'm traveling to every single country in a single journey without flying. And the single journey part is very important because no one has ever done that in the history of men, women, cats, dogs, goldfish, horses, you name it.
Going places that I've never been.
Thor Pedersen left home on October 10th at 10 past 10 in the morning in 2013 and hasn't turned back since.
The idea was basically just that I wanted to see if I could make a little bit of world history on my own by being the first person to go to all the countries without flying. And then I left home, and as I left home, I traveled through a bunch of countries in Europe, and I started to see that some of the countries that I was visiting, they weren't quite as I expected they would be. And I started wondering, like, why are they not what I thought they would be? And I discovered that perhaps media is not always showing the truthful picture of what countries are like and how people are. So then I took it upon myself to promote countries. So that's what I've been doing for basically 6 years now. I'm looking for the best in every country I go to. And this would be maybe food or people, family, school, nature, history, culture, or something else. And I share this and make a positive promotion of every country. So when I found out that this was actually something which hadn't been done, and I felt that I might have the skill set to do it, I packed my bags, and, well, it took 10 months to plan this mission. But after 10 months of planning, I packed my bags, and then I left home. Started out in Europe, then I went across the North Atlantic on 7 different ships, fishing boats, shrimp trawlers, container ships. Got to North America, Central America, South America, visited all the Caribbean, got into Africa. Africa is the second largest continent. It has 54 countries. It took me 2 years and 3 months to visit all of Africa. And finally, I came back to Europe, visited the rest of Europe, went into the Middle East, went over Asia. So I've been to basically every country in Asia, and I'm working my way across Pacific Island nations right now.
Speaking of Pacific Island nations, you're in Nauru. What were your first impressions, and what has your time been like so far?
Well, Nauru is famous for a few negative stories. And I didn't know much more about the island nation. I knew it was the world's, and is the world's, least visited country. It's the world's smallest island nation. It's the third smallest nation in the world. The population is tiny. So I guess I just arrived and wanted to see what it was all about. And it's definitely beautiful here. People are so friendly. This country has so much to offer. There's all the World War II memorabilia from cannons the Japanese left behind and bunkers and whatnot. I was able to walk around the entirety of the country. There's a ring road that follows the coast. It's 19 kilometers. So I walked around that a couple of days ago. Everyone I meet, because they're not used to tourism, people, they're very curious about who I am and what I'm doing here. They're giving me stuff. They're giving me free coconuts and free water and free meals and free rides. And they want to take photos with me and that kind of stuff. And I really feel welcome and really friendly and nice place to be.
Now, Nauru is really hard for a lot of people to get into and to visit. What was your experience like getting a visa and wanting to travel to the country?
Well, it's December now, and I started preparing for this in March 2019, knowing that this was going to be tough. So it's really hard to get here, even when you're flying. And since I'm not flying, then it's almost impossible. There's actually an Australian shipping line called Neptune Pacific Line, and they're the only ones to ship containers out to Nauru. So they go in a circle between Solomon Islands and Nauru and Fiji, and then back to Solomon Islands, and around and around and around they go. And I got in touch with them, and I explained to them what I was doing, and they were very friendly and very kind towards me, and they invited me to come on board. So once I had that in place, then I needed to work out how to get my visa. In order to get your visa, you need to document. document how are you arriving and how are you leaving and where are you staying. So the shipping line, Nipsen Pacific Line, were kind enough to make a letter stating that I would be arriving on the ship and leaving with the ship, and then I could stay and use the ship as accommodation. So when I had that, I needed to get all the other documents that Nauru requires, and then I applied. And I'd been in touch with the immigration officer in March, actually, 2019 year. So he knew who I was. And when I had all the documents, I forwarded to him, and then I actually got an e-visa within just 3 days.
Where in the Pacific Islands have you been, and where are you going next?
I have been to PNG, and from PNG I was able to board a container ship and come to Solomon Islands. And from Solomon Islands, I boarded this ship, which I'm on board right now while speaking to you. And this ship took me from Solomon Island to Kiribati. And then after Kiribati, we came here to Nauru. So that's how far I've come into the Pacific. So the next island nation I'm going to will be Fiji. And then from Fiji, I'll be moving out to all the other Pacific island nations, all of Micronesia and Polynesia. Then finally, I'll be coming down to New Zealand, which will become country number 200. And then from New Zealand, I'll get to Australia, which will be country number 201. And then from Australia, I'll make my way to Sri Lanka. And then finally, the Maldives, which is my final country.
Your journey, it sounds amazing and it sounds very difficult. What have been the biggest hurdles that you've had to overcome in your six-year journey so far?
I would say it falls into three different categories. One is the logistics. It's trying to work out how to get to island nations when there are no ferries, or how to navigate through a conflicted country. Sometimes also I found that the mountain passes were closing because of snow in the Himalayas, so I couldn't transit through them at certain times of the year. So logistics is a big part of it. Bureaucracy is a huge part of it. That's getting the document. I'm fortunate to be from Denmark, so I hold a very strong passport, but even as such, there are a lot of countries that are not welcoming, or where they require that I apply for my visa from back home in Denmark, and I can't go back home to Denmark until I reach the last country in the world. That's one of the project rules. So bureaucracy is a big part of it and has been a huge headache for a lot of countries. It takes up a lot of my time. And the third hurdle would be just being mentally exhausted. You have to imagine, I haven't been home for 6 years. I'm living out of a bag. It's not like I have my favorite cafe I can swing by every weekend. Or, you know, it's constantly on the move, meeting people, saying hello, saying farewell again. And on top of that, having all the challenges and being told that it's impossible or it can't be done and still having to find a way constantly. I miss my friends. I miss my family. I miss speaking my own language. You know, so mentally, I wake up in the morning, I look in the mirror, and I ask myself, is this really worth it? Should I keep going, or should I just go to the nearest airport and be over and done with it? So those are my challenges.
Finally, of your journeys, what are the kind of stories that have stuck with you the most? What have you experienced that you will keep with you forever?
I think one thing that I'm really going to take with me from this project is that the only reason I've been able to reach this many countries in an unbroken journey without flying is because I never gave up. And I think that's something I can use in other situations in life. Say that if you really want something, if you want to lose weight or find a job or get an education or maybe something else, then the real thing to do is never give up. Just keep looking for possibilities, looking for open doors, and just keep going at it. The moment you give up, that's when you don't get it anymore. And I can't wait to get on the road.